Welcome to episode 5 of Faith in Me. This is your host, Haifa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, recently I saw a video about fourth dimensions or higher dimensions. The person was trying to explain what it feels like to watch a lower dimension from a higher one. And so, we're 3D, right? So, for us to watch a 2D world, he had an A4 size paper with a stick man drawn on it and how we have full view of that stick man's flat world. And if we put our finger on that paper, the stick man can only see a line, a brown line. So the same way beings in the world of the unseen, like the angels or jinn, see us, like they have a view of our world which we don't quite perceive. And that way, that he said, that kind of explains the paranormal activities, the strange paranormal activities, like of distortions and things disappearing and reappearing and all those things. So I could understand a bit, but I couldn't understand most of it. So I discussed this with my sister, and then she watched it as well. And she said there was this person who commented, now I know how my dog feels when I talk to him. Basically, he didn't understand anything. Yeah. So the point I'm trying to make is all these secrets of the universe outside us, higher than us in a continuum, and then all the secrets within us. And then when you go lower down the line, even a single atom and its design is so mesmerizing. And Allah knows all the secrets, not just know, like read and know, but He created it. Whatever the most knowledgeable scientists alive today, from their most latest research, finds out is what Allah made. And a fragment of what actually is and what could be concluded using our tiny brain, which itself is such a small thinking machine compared to the vastness of whatever is there to be comprehended. And we Muslims and people of faith in one Lord have been blessed with the privilege of worshipping Him. We have been blessed with the conviction. How many people out there don't have it? That opening in our hearts to see the truth and experience the awe and tranquility. The honor to be His ibad. Let's stop and think about this for a bit. How do we experience this honor? How? When a hijabi gets glared at, slapped fines for her headscarf, and is seen as a threat, prevented from sitting exams? When a wife chooses to practice her deen in her clothes, mannerisms and rites, and the husband loses respect and love for her? When Muslims are treated the way they are treated around the world? When our beloved Prophet ﷺ is ridiculed and how some people react? When a young teen declines a haram job offer, he or she is called incompetent or a coward? When a person tries to comfort the other, saying, "Trust Allah, bro, miracles will happen," he is shunned as philosophical and not practical. Where is this honor? Where is the honor that comes from worshipping and having conviction in the Almighty? Well, we're worshipping the Almighty, right? But seeking honor at the wrong door. We're seeking it from people. Our Prophet himself was not honored by his own relatives and people in Mecca despite his lofty character. Wasn't he mocked, abused, hurt, slandered? Wasn't he in pain? Didn't he feel like he was failing? Our Prophet experienced depression, despair. He experienced self-doubt. He felt abandoned, lonely, and confused. His seerah is ours to live every day, every struggle, he persisted. He had good friends, supportive family, and above all, Allah the Almighty. He came back victorious as the king to the same land. And he did not take revenge. Why? More like, how? That's where the honor of a Muslim shines. We know our worth and we know their worth. We know they're not worth a second of our dunya, nor a single gift of our akhirah. Ladies, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We say this when someone dies or when we hear bad news, but ever thought what it means? We are from Allah. Let that sink in. That's our identity. We're not defined by who we work for, whose daughter we are, or daughter-in-law, whose wife you are, or whose friend, which circle you hang out with, or who appreciates you, or what your followers say about you. No. We're defined by our identity. We're the proud, honored slaves of Allah the Almighty. Once we set that in, once we like really set that in our head, no one, nothing, none of this noise can get to you. That's the end of this podcast. Jazakallah khair for listening.